We're up to the new perek. Daf mem hey omer aleph. Zog de Mishnah. Shloisha she'ochlu ka'achas chayovin lezamin. This perek discusses about the hilchas and the halachas and the dinim and the tznoyim and the conditions of zimun. We all know zimun is when we bench and we zog rabbi yisamil and benchin. Rabbi yisamil nevorech. Now we're going to see what the real dinim of zimun is and what we do today and what medina de gemara is. But the first thing about zimun is the Prima Godim, we'll see soon in the Gemara. The Gemara brings Psukim, but the Prima Godim brings, from many Poiskim, he says that Zimun is the Rabbonin de Kedin. The Tur in Kuf Peches brings that B'Shem the Ravid, and it's Mavur like that in others also, in the Levush, that it's a Deraisa de Kedin. Zimun is a Deraisa de Kedin. So, what is Zimun? So, the Meiri, first of all, before we see the Mishnah, the Meiri says that Zimun, what we know as Rabbi Yisrael Nevorech, but really it's the benching that one person does and everyone is Yosef with it, there's two aspects to it. Shteid Meiri, the Lush of the Meiri is, Azhora le'oirer habrocha bekavona. It's, so to speak, a warning. Get ready. Bima'oirer zay bezog bekavona b'ichas ha'mozen. Rabbi Yisrael Nevorech, the Nevorech part, is in order to get ourselves ready to zugreiten, to zogen de bruche, de reise, to say it bekavona. That's the chore going on the nevorech part. That's one aspect of the zimun. Now, the first question the poskim asked, the chorinim asked, the ol mucho, that why don't we find about all mitzvahs? According to this Meiri, if you need a special azhoga, why don't we say zimun before we shake lulav? We should say rabbi yisai nevorech, say rabbi yisai nevorech, the mitzvah. Oh. So in the Achronim, there's a yesodis dika difference. There's a fundamental difference. By all mitzvahs, the bracha itself is the zimun that you do before the ma'aseh mitzvah. Over here, the mitzvah is the bracha. Every mitzvah, lulav, sukkah, matzah, the mitzvah is not the bracha. The mitzvah is the achilah, the mitzvah is the ma'aseh netilah. So the bracha is that getting yourself ready, being ma'ar yourself. That's what the bracha is supposed to do. Masha'enkin over here, the bracha is the mitzvah. The bracha is birchas hamazon. So merely need the rabbis and the varach. You need this getting yourself ready, lo'oyer, beforehand. That's the difference between this and all other mitzvahs. Kidua, Nadi Behudin Chuvas, famous tshuva, one of the most famous tshuvas, that he said that a person should not say L'Shem Yichud, Mevesen, Andre Zogen Dos, Mevesen Dos, but he comes Lafuke that, because he says the Ikka Mitzvah is the Mitzvah itself, it shouldn't take away from the Mitzvah. Different reasons he brings, he says, what I do, he says, by Mitzvahs, is they say, I get myself ready, Hinei Mucha Mezuman. I'm getting myself ready to do the Mitzvah. That's the Nodibin and Tshuvas. Now that's all the Gabri Din of Rabbi Yisrael Nevorech, the first part of the Zimun. To get yourself ready, like the Meiri says, L'Oirer. And the cheft of the mitzvah is the bracha. So Mela, you need to have this Rabbi Yisrael Nevorech in order to get yourself ready. There's another aspect in Zimun, we'll see in the Gemara, is just like we find when you daven the minyan. So 10 people is a cheshivas of 10 people together, Dovah Shebekedusha, that makes the minyan, that creates the minyan. So too, when you have 3 people benching together, that creates the Zimun, and the assert of the benching really is, like we see soon in the Gemara, is one person is moitzi the others with the benching. You don't bench yourself. The Zimun really means the getting yourself ready, the Nevorech, and the one person benching and having everyone else in mind, lohoitzi, lotzeis. The people, the Shamea, are lot, the Kavana lotzeis, and he is Kavana lohoitzi, and that is the Ikka Zimun of one person being moitzi the others. His manazed, the Mishnah Berurah says that it's hard to be mechaven by every bracha, to listen to every word, so that's where we bench ourselves. But the ikka din zimun didn't change. Be'etzem midina de gemara, the goyin holds like that, la'alochim bismanazeh, one person benches and everyone else is yoitza. Now, the Mishnah Berurah says, even though we want to do ourselves our benching because we want to be mechaven and it's hard to mechaven every word, but it's forbidden to say the first, he says, really the whole benching. Really the whole benching, the one that says, that's mezamein, has to say out loud and everyone has to say quietly. But chotch, the first bracha, it's keneged, the whole mevata, the whole din zimun, which we said could be the raisa, according to some. Of this rabbonon, it's asmachta the posik. So the first people sometimes bench and everyone's mezamein and everyone goes, boruchat, everyone says same boruchat. That's keneged dina de gemara, keneged the halacha. Everyone has to be quiet. He's very strong about that. That's being mevatel the ikka din zimun. So if a person does a real din zimun, like those that go like the goyim, so only one person mentions, everyone listens. If a person wants to do me dina de gemara, at least something, so then the mevarech says it out loud, everyone else is quiet. Either the whole benching or minimal by the first bracha. That's how the Welt fears the Chlamaitza, by the first bracha, to be quiet, to say it very softly. Zog the Gemara. Now this Akdoma, now we can understand the Mishnah. Zog the Mishnah. So three people they ate ka'acha, zogt Rashi. Here Rashi is going in the first part of the Zimun. To be mitzarev together in the bracha. Ayedei the nevorech part. So when they're mizdamen together, so then they're chayovin lezamen. They're obligated to be mizamen. Now, if you ate food items that are forbidden to eat, then there's no tziruf. Just like you don't even make a bracha. Zok the Rambam on a dova issa. You're going to Rambam, you don't make a, you're not allowed to make a bracha on a dova issa. So on a issa, there's no, for sure, it's kolshken, there's no zimun. So the Mishnah is going to say certain things that are not issa, even though they seem like issa, you still can be mezamen. And then there's going to be things, lihifuchai, that are issa and you can't be mezamen. Zok the Mishnah, ochal d'mai. If someone ate d'mai, then an amoretz doesn't take off. He's choshud, that he doesn't take off maisers. Truma, he takes off, is very minimal. But maisers, he doesn't take off, maybe. Umaiserishan should not let truma also. The Levi received maiserishan. And he took off the truma. L'chayit poshid, if he took off the truma, there's no issa. But this is coming lafuke, the opposite, that he didn't take off truma. Or maiser sheni, v'hekdash nifdu. Maiser sheni and hekdash, that were nifdu. So v'bal, the kedusha is off, so now they're allowed to be eaten. The money is taken to Eitzol, Yishlaim, Fashtetzach, but it's, the maiser sheni itself is mutter to be eaten. Vashamish ochel kezayis, a shamish is supposed to be serving. But the shamish was mitzarif together. He was mishamish in the Suda. And he ate with them a kezayis in order to be mitzarif with them. Zog Rashi, Hashamish is shimish besuda v'ochelim moim kezayis kedei litzarif v'moim lezimun uvechol hani itzich lashminu. What's the chiddush in all these things in the Mishnah? Avagav the domi le'isu, even though it seems like an isu, but the ma'is it's not, because the ma'is sheni was, tumor was taken off, or hektish was nifta, ein kan Brochel ba'aveira. It's not a mitzvah ba'aveira. It's not menayetz. That's good for the chiddush. Because if it's menayetz, then it won't be a din zimun. Just like there's not even a din brocha according to some Mishnayim. K'mefash v'alz b'gemara. V'hakuti, or a kuti, which we're holding now, kuti magega emes, obviously, before all the gzeres in the Gemara Chulin. So mezamnim all of. You're allowed to be mezamen, you're mitzaref to the three people that you need the minimum. Three, and we have 10 people, then it's b'shem. Ochal tevel. Now comes the opposite part of the Mishnah. Ochal tevel u'maiserisha, and tevel, where pshat is without the mai, which is sofik. If you took a mice, it's tevel for sure. It wasn't taken off, so it's achila asura u'maiserisha. Shalom net the tumah, so maiserisha the tumah was not taken off. So the Levi didn't take off tumah, so it's also to eat it. U'maiserisheni v'ekdash shalom niftu, so it's forbidden to eat. V'hashamish she'ochal pochs mikazayis. The shamish cannot be mitzar if you didn't eat a kazayis. V'hanochi, or is it regular goy? Shegetz can be mitzarev to din zimun. Ein mezamnim olov. You can't count them for the third. Ein not mezamnim olov. Zok the Mishnah noshim v'avodim v'ktanim. Ein mezamnim aleim. They can't be mitzarev to the zimun either. On their own, it sees a whole sugya noshim. But the gabe being mitzarev to the men. Now the Mishnah finishes. At kamo mezamnim. How much do you have to eat in order to be mezamnim? And here Rashi says, at kama mezamnim, kama yoichli moim b'yischai v'moim b'zimun. What's the nafkamina? The nafkamina lohitziyom yedei choyvoson. This is the second part of the zimun. One part of the zimun we said is the rabois and the varech part, and it's the second part of the zimun is that one person is moitzi to others. The nafkamina lohitziyom yedei choyvoson im yitnu la'akos levarech. The person that's mevarech and that's be moitzi to others, he would have to have eaten at kama mezamnim. At kezayis, Rabbi Yehuda at kebeya. So the kezayis or kebeya, the machlokes Tanakam and Rabbi Yehuda is legabe the nafkamina to be moitzi the chavosan, to be the one to mezamen, to be moitzi the others. At kan loshen hamishnah. Zok the Gemara. Menohani mili. How do we know Zok Drashi menohani mili that what the shloisha ruim levichas tziruf, that three people are mitzuref together as one? And now it's one body, like we said, it's a Dovah Shepa Kedusha, it's 10, it's a minion. What makes it a Zimun? How do we know that three makes it a Zimun? And now you have this mile of, let's be Makash ourselves as one, and let one person be Moitzi to others. It's a mile of Roiva Matas Melech, one person being Mezamen for the others, being benching for the others. Menahani Mili Omagav Asi Do Omakro. Gadlu Lashem Iti, Iti is a singular term, Una Roima Shma Yachdov. And together with Roima Da Hashem, with Roima Da Eibishter, together. So that sounds like one person telling two others. So it's three together. Gad l'shem iti unroi mashma yachtov. That's one pasuk. Rabavo oma mehocha, tzveta pasuk. Kishem Hashem ekra, which is singular, hova goyd l'alekenu. Let's together be megalal de ebishter. So Rashi says by both of these psukim it's shloisha. V'chein akra hovagoyl hayochid oimel l'shnayim. The yochid tells the shnayim, and this is the makar two makaris of birchas zimun. The Netziv in the Shiltis, he says that that's the pshat in the Gemara over here in the two psukim. We said there's two aspects of zimun. There's the nevorech part, like the Meiri says, be yourself, get yourself an azhara lo'ira abrocha bekavona, and then there's the etzem birchas hamazon that's said by one to be moitzi to others. So he says that's the two psukim over here. He says the ikamitz zimun that one person mevorech is moitzi others. So that merum is in the pasuk of Gadol Hashem iti nugoy mishmo yachdov. Yachdov means we are all good together, zeh bazeh. So that's the one person is moitzi others and the other ones listen and answer amen. And the tzveta din zimun of nevorech is merubis in the pasuk of kishem Hashem eka hovu goydel alakeinu. Let us be megal de ebesha. That's the nevorech part of prepping ourselves, getting ourselves ready, be ma'ori de kavona to be mekayim now the mitzvah of birchas hamazon. There's the two parts in the zimun. Zog die Gemara. Oma Reb Chonen ba Abba minayin lo ina omen shlo yakbiya koli yoysim na mevorech. From where do we know that someone that answers omen, negated to every time in davening, in shul, the person that answers omen should not be makbiya koli yoysim na mevorech. It's negated to zimun too, because the mezamen is moitzi everyone and the other people just listen and say omen. That's all they do. That's the ikka zimun. Like I said, the going in the end of Kupay, hey, very clearly this is the ikka din zimun. So how do we, even Bizman Azei holds, others argue, but upon him, the omen, either of Zimun or any omen, even any bracha or in shul, should not be louder than the makbiya kol yosem na mevorech, shenema gadul Hashem iti, unroi mashma yachdov. Another drash from the pasuk, yachdov, meaning at the same pitch, voice level, not louder than the one that says gadlu. Om Reb Shimon ben Pazi, minayin shenem etalgam, rashoy lakbiya kol yosem na koyre. But Kriyas HaTorah was a metagam amol. That means there was a Kriyas HaTorah that was said, and the metagam stopped, and he stopped every posuk, and he was metagam it out loud. He shouldn't be louder than the Baal Koyre itself. Shenemar, Moishi Yedaber, the Moishi Rabbeinu spoke to the Kal Yisrael what the Ebeshter told him, Velakim Yanena Bekoil. And the Ebeshter's Yanena answered him Bekoil. Bekoil means the same pitch level as Moishi Rabbeinu. Shein Tamad Loim Bekoil. Ma Tamad Loim Bekoil. B'koilo shel Moshe, whatever level Moshe Rabbeinu said, so the Eibishter said the same bitch level. In fact, this is a kasha, the obvious question. Moshe Rabbeinu was the metargan. The Eibishter was the medaber. Not the opposite. The pasuk implies that Moshe was medaber, and the Eibishter answered Moshe Rabbeinu b'koil on the level that Moshe Rabbeinu spoke. Fakad, Moshe Rabbeinu was the metargan, and the Eibishter was the koira. So what does it mean? Zok Tosis, and he explains, Vim Toymar, Fakad, Zakash, b'koilo shel Moshe, how to bring a ride from here? I mean, Moshe, v'tzoch lasuye, we have to bring a ride. The Moshe metagim v'loyer merim koli yosim akash baruch. We have to find the pasuk that says that Moshe Rabbeinu wasn't merim koli more than the Eibishter. Not that the Eibishter said his koli like Moshe Rabbeinu. Zoktais is a gevaldik cheshbon. He says Moshe Rabbeinu was talking to Klal Yisrael. He had to make bia koli. The Eibishter was talking privately to Moshe. He didn't have to cover Yochel. Didn't have to be Makbiya Koiloi. So the Eibishter was Makbiya Koiloi, even though he spoke to one person, to Moshe Rabbeinu, in order that Moshe Rabbeinu should be able to be Makbiya Koiloi Yoisa. Because since Moshe Rabbeinu was the Metagim that cannot go louder than the Eibishter, so the Eibishter was Makbiya Koiloi in order that Moshe Rabbeinu should be able to go louder. So Tesis, in the end, Vafilochi Oi Makbiya Koiloi Kdeshle Yekoiloi Shal Moshe Ametagim Rom Yoisa Mikoiloi Shal Moshe. So that means the Eibishter was Makbiya Koiloi, like Moshe, in order that Moshe should be able to go louder, so it shouldn't be louder than the Eibishter. That's going to be the next Gemara. Zok the Gemara. So yeah, Zok the Gemara. Ve'imi efshel metagim Makbiya Koiloi k'neged ha'koira. Let's say the metagim cannot be Makbiya Koiloi connected to Koira. The Gemara is saying it's like a Metagam and Koira. So what do? You Mayach HaKoira Koiloi V'Yikra. If the Metagam cannot say as loud as the Koira, and they have to be equal, and that's not Stami can't be louder. It says over here he has to be equal. There's a Havana in the equal, because Pshat is Toira has to be given exactly Knesi Nosa. The Baal Koira says something, you can't, there's no changing in what he said. Not just he can't change the Toichen, he can't even change the pitch level of the Koira. So let's say he can't even reach the pitch level, so then the Koira has to go lower. Here we see Al Kaponim, they have to meet somewhere in a happy medium. either he has to lower his voice to metagim, or the kora has to lower his voice because the metagim can't reach his. So you're asking Lagabi Stam shots that he sees that the tzibur is saying loud, so he should either go louder or they should go lower. But it has to be taka, it has to be equal. Lagabi the omen, we see we're comparing the metagim to the omen, so it has to be equal. Oh, so now Tosis, let's see Tosis in the Mishnah. Tosis said, Ochal tevel ein mezamnim olav. Tame effect Tosis. The Oma be'erchin, hakom mitzarfen lezimun. Everyone's mitzarfen lezimun. Kahanim levim b'yisraelim. Uporach, we ask, why not? Pshita. U'meshanim, we answer, le'tzricha. Afagav the koin oichel truma. Even the koin and his meal ate truma. B'yisrael chulin, the Yisrael ate chulin. How are they mitzarif? Alma, afagav the truma asur li'yisrael. Even though the truma is forbidden to Yisrael. And the chiddush is that you mitzarif. Achish ha'koin yochel tzarfim Yisrael. Since the koin can eat what the Yisrael is eating, even though Yisrael can't eat what the koin is eating, that's enough for a zimun. Since the koin can eat lechol b'chulin mitzdarf in the zimun, fraktesis v'ocha nami nei dechad minayu ochal tevel de'ein roi lachegim amai ein mezamnim. So why should tevel be considered that you can't be mezamen, even though one of them can be mitzarf to the other, but the one that's not eating tevel, the one that's eating tevel can be mitzarf to him. So why shouldn't he be able to work? Why should tevel stare me? Just like koin eats truma, this soul can't eat what he's eating. But the koin can eat what Yisrael is eating, so why should an oichel tevel stare me? The person that's not eating tevel, the one that's eating tevel can be mitzarif to him. So that should be enough for zimun. So this is a big difference. V'yesh loymar, the achilas tevel loishma achila. An achilas tevel is not called an achila. Achilas chum is an achila chot for the koin. Achilas tevel is like a dova osa. It's not an achila b'chla. It is a dova osa. You have to have an achila to be considered a shame tziruv. Like we said, the Rambam says you don't make a bracha rishon on achilas issa. So kol shkei not mezamen. So tesis the lechazi aplikon is not right for anyone. Aval truma lechol apochas ruy lekoyin leoichlo. It's chotz roy for a koyin. And then tesis says vuadinim ochla shlosh and tevel. If all three of them ate tevel, then avare din lechayv lezamen. Arei shegol daso achitin. Oh, then tesis finishes off. Va'ochem enem va'ochal menayitz. Mikano yoyimer ben Yehuda. If let's say three people she'ochlu v'echad hoyim mudra no min hashnayim, if one person is forbidden to be mudra no, and zimun makes a tziruf, but I'm mudra no, so still it's considered a zimun. V'u oichel mishaloi yochel etzav imoyim. He can be mitzarev with them lezimun. Why? The nei de'en roi lechel imoyim. Even though he can't eat with them, heim ruim lechel imoy. They can eat with him. Meaning he's also he's mudra no from them, but they're allowed to eat with him. One way is enough. Another nafkamina. If I'm makbin, I'm pas nochi, pas akum, pas palter, that means. And the other two people are not, still it's a zimun, because I can eat what they're eating, even though they can't eat what I'm eating. Avalim shloshta mudin ano, but if let's say all three are mudin ano from one another, then aim it's starving, api shechoyim lishal anidom, even they could be shoyl, but currently they're not shoyl yet, the hashemi lo itchler. So that is the gabri din zimun, it has to be achila haruya. And the Chiddush HaTos says even if one person is makban on paspalt and the other one is not, it's roi letziruf as long as one can be mitzarif to the other. Mashenken, if it's something that they both can be mitzarif to each other, then all of them avada three midorim hano, then fara is no tziruf. Another nekuda, which is the first Tos, is negeya. When does the zimun the tziruf start? And that's the geya halacha also. Does it start from the beginning of the suda? At the beginning, by the beginning, that's a mitzuruf already, or is the tziruf at the end sufficient also, or closer towards the benching? That's what another question. When does exact tziruf start? Zokti Gemara. Itmar shnayim shochlu kachas. If two people ate together, now we don't have three. You have two. Pligi Rav v'Rabbi Yochanan. Could you make a zimun by two? We don't make a zimun by two, but there's machlokes Rav and Rabbi Yochanan. Even two people you can have a zimun. The mile what we said of Gadlu and one being moitzid all the kinim by two. They're forbidden to be mezamin. The shita says they're forbidden to be mezamin in the tzad of ein mezamin. And he explains it's like a dovash kedusha. Just like a dovash kedusha, without 10 you can't say kaddish. So you can't be mezamin if you don't have three. You need a number. Dovash kedusha needs a certain number. So here zimun needs a number three. Less than that, it's forbidden. Oh, Taisa has a kasha. L'chayra to be, which zimun are we talking about? Are we talking about the one to be moitzi someone? You can be moitzi. Two people can be moitzi one another with a birch ha-moitzi. I can be moitzi you. Let's see Taisus. Zok Taisus. Taisus discusses this, and he says, we'll see the bottom of him. Rotsu l'zamen. Al kocha nirli de bebrocha rishoyna moitzi in zeh zeh. Avada by Brach Mishoina, two can be moitzi, one can be moitzi, the other. L'chuli alma. V'atam hoiva yoshvin lechal yachad. There's a tziruv. Hesebu, like the Gemara before, then died on the Tzarev, Echem Mavach Leitzich Avera. That's all by Bracha Rishoina. Avol, by Bracha Shalsoiv, Mashenkin, the Bracha Shnia, Bracha Achroina, I mean, Birch Samozin, where one is being moitzi the other, it's different than Birch Samozzi. Why? Avol Bracha Shalsoiv, Suda Shemistalkin Zemizeh, Soich Lavorich Kolech La'atzmoi. So Tosfos says, the Lomda Shechilik. He says, by a Bracha Rishoina, since we're sitting now together, so that you can be moitzi one another. We're starting off, we're sitting together, we see a tziruf, even two. And one can be moitzi the other, and that's what we do every time we make a moitzi, Shabbos. You can be moitzi another person. Masha'enkein, by a siluk, birchas hamazon gufa is on the way that you're about to part, so then you don't see a tziruf unless it's three. The yesh metaritzim, another teritzim, the yesh chiluk ben birchas hamoitzi, dolay avakim drabonon, hamoitzi is drabonon, al ken moitzi in zem zeh, so they could be moitzi one another. Al birchas hamozen shi de reise l'shom ichmiru, do a machme that they can't be moitzi another person. It's different than regular moitzi that you can be moitzi one another person. Zog di gemara. So again, so we have a machloikas by two. Rav and Abiyochanan. One of them says, in gotzel zamen mezamnim, zimun works by two. V'chadom em gotzel zamen, ein mezamnim, zimun does not work. You need the minimal of three, like a dovashe b'kedusha. You need 10, here you need 3. Zog the Gemara, the following kasha, Tanan state in our Mishnah, Shloisha she'ochlu ke'achas, if three ate together, chayom le'zamein, so they have to be mezamen. They're not allowed apart, they have to be mezamen. Shloisha in shnaim loy, it clearly implies in the Mishnah, that Shloisha she'ochlu ke'achas, two are not mezamen. So how do you say, chadom are two are mezamen? Zog the Gemara, there's a big difference. Hosom choyva, when we said Shloisha, it's an obligation to be mezamen. Hoch reshus, two, the mandom that says Rotzel Azamen, it's only Rishus, doesn't mean you have to. Avada it works, but it doesn't mean it's a Choyva. When we said the Mishnah Shloisha Ochlu, it's a Chayovin Dikadin. So Chayovin Azamen, that's Taka only by three. So it's not a Kasha on the mandom that says Rotzel Azamen by two. Zogma Toshma, another Raya. Shloisha Shochlu Ka'achas, Chayovin Azamen, and then it says not just Chayovin Azamen, Ve'ein Rashoin Licholik. They're not allowed to split. If one of them wants to part, he's not allowed to part. He's staring the ganze zimu now. Shloisha in, shnaim loy. Now, if the halacha is that even by two, you still could have zimun, so why can't one part? I'm not staring. You still could have a zimun without me. So the fact that ein rashoin lechalik is a raya that two cannot be mezamen, because what am I staring? Zog Rashi. Shloisha in shnaim loy hori prusha. Midiktoni ein rashoin lecholik shmami no shloisha mezamin in shnaim ein mezamin vafilu rotzu. Even if they want to be mezamin, they can't. Why? Di amrit shnaim namim rotzu mezamin. If two could be mezamin, amai ein echt rashoin lecholik lezel hu v'loi mafkes brocha zimun bicha zimun b'hoki v'izamnu shnaim. The two could still be mezamin. And to the Gemara, there's no raya from here. The fact that ein rashoin lecholik doesn't mean that two can't. Lo'olam two still can do it. But the reason why they want him to stay is because they want to have a zimun choyva and not a zimun reshus. Shiny hosom, the kovalei b'choyva mikora. They were creating themselves a zimun choyva when they started at three. Now, even though one left and you have two, and even if you hold two, could be mezamen, but it's a zimun reshus, it's not a zimun choyva. Oh, fact is a bomb kasha. V'tema, dilma time edain rashoin cholek. Mishum diyiftru leshlishim birchas zimun. You're right. Let's say the reason why he can't be mechalik is because the number one, the person that's left alone, he can't be mezamen. He's only one. So that's why he can't be mechalik. Not because two can't or could be mezamen. That's irrelevant. We're worried about the first guy. V'yesh loymar, the ikar pichos is somech asef ediktoni dalet. That's going to be later where it says dalet in rashoin, and there you have two plus two left, so then it won't be a problem. Didn't mention that, right. But that's what we're saying, Khan. You have to know everything. Ashirim b'mokam echad, anim b'mokam echad, ashirim b'mokam echad. Then Tosfos says, al ken pirshu ben yura davada poch mireisha. Like you're mutching. Avada, it has to be for what we know yet. V'ochi koma. The lekel meim tshuma yochid koma. It's not the pshat, ein rashoy l'chalik, because the yen are one person. Why? Dim ken havle l'meima ein ayochid rashoy l'chalik. Why does it say ein rashoy l'chalik? It should have said ein ayochid rashoy l'chalik. Inami, ein echad meim rashoy l'chalik. Aval miriktoni ein rashoyin mashma mikulu poka zimunim nistalik echemem. The kasha the Gemara was there's no zimun for anyone, even for the remaining two. It should be totally in the yachid. We should have said in a yachid rashoin lechalik. The fact that we say in rashoin is mashma that there's a problem with the remaining two. Then the Gemara says oilam the two could be mezamein, but we wanted to have a zimun choiva, and that's where you can be mechalik. Zok the Gemara toshma hashamish or mishamish al shnayim. The shamish, there was mishamish over two. Hareza oichli mohem. Now the shamish can be oichel with him. Usually a shamish can't have the audacity and just join a meal. Zok Rashi, but if it's two people that are eating, he can park himself and sit down with them. Zok Rashi ain't kan gaiva. It's not a haughtiness. The nichalu, they agree that he should join them. The maisulu le de zimun, they want to be mekayim the din zimun deraisa. Vi or the zimun derabbanan, but they want to have zimun. Now vi shnayim mezamnim. If you don't need him, amai nichalu belav di de nami boy mezamnim. What are you parking yourself and sitting with us? You're a shamish. You're the one that was supposed to clean our hands on your head, the Gemara said before. The shamash, remember, you put the fragrance on his head. So how do you join? It's the nichale only because vaistos, we need him. The mashma that two can't be mezamein. Zog demol ha-shamash, or him ha-shamash, al-shamach, he's oichle moyim, af bishlo nosel ha-reshus, then he could be joined them. However, hoi ha-shamash al-shloish, if he's a mashamash over three, ha-reze ein oichle moyim. He can't just join them for the meal. So what do we see clearly? That Zimun b'shnayim is not a Zimun, and that's why it's only b'shloisha, so we need him. And by shloisha, you can't join us because we don't need you. Zog the Gemara, by three, it's only allowed to join. Elim ke nos l'reshus. So the same kasha, enter the Gemara, the same teretz. Shiny hosom, the nichalu, the mikvilu b'choiva. They rather him be part of a choiva, even though loyalim too could be mizamen. But they want him to join by two because we want to have a chiyuv. And Rashi always says, what's the mile of the chiyuv? The godla metzuvah v'oyser. There's a mile of metzuvah v'oyser greater than any metzuvah. And Rashi said in Omer Aleph also. The word is that hukvah b'choyvim yikorah zog Rashi on Omer Aleph, godla metzuvah v'oyser mish'ena metzuvah v'oyser. And that's why we want to have the chiyuv of zimun of three versus the reshustik of zimun of two. At Kan, we'll stop over here, the top of Memhei Omed Beis.